remembering a longtime Oklahoma politician and former OU president. State House lawmakers approve a plan for mental health care in jails. And the Arctic cold spell this week broke records. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, February 20th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Former Oklahoma Governor, U.S. Senator, and OU President David Boren died today after an extended illness. Grayson Wheeler reports Boren was the most prominent member of one of Oklahoma's most influential political families.
Born in 1941, Boren spent his childhood in Seminole and in Washington, D.C., where his father was part of Oklahoma's congressional delegation. Boren was elected as Seminole state representative when he was 26, and he held public office nearly continuously for the next five decades. He was Oklahoma's governor for 4 years and its U.S. senator for 16. He served as the University of Oklahoma's president from 1994 through 2018. His legacy there includes founding OU's Honors College, implementing programs to attract National Merit Scholars to Oklahoma, and leading OU to officially recognize its first Indigenous Peoples Day in 2015. His wife, Molly Shy Boren, and son, Dan Boren, live in Oklahoma. His daughter, Carrie Headington, lives in Dallas. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
A consent decree drafted to improve mental health services in Oklahoma County jails is one step closer to being enforced. Sierra Pfeiffer reports it received unanimous support from the State House.
In a 91-0 vote, state lawmakers approved a landmark settlement agreement that would give mental health officials 16 months to reduce treatment wait times for defendants unfit to stand trial. The agreement would help people who need and are lawfully owed restorative treatment services before their cases can be litigated in court. It's a response to a 2023 lawsuit that says long wait times in Oklahoma violate defendants' rights. The decree passed the House and has been agreed to and negotiated by case plaintiffs and representatives of Oklahoma's governor, attorney general, and Department of Mental Health. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Elgin Senator Dusty Devers' second attempt at legislation that would adjust the state's definition of homicide to include abortion failed in the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has details.
Senate Bill 456 would have allowed women to be prosecuted for acts like self-managed abortions, which can be induced through medication accessed through the mail from out of state. Devers argued women can currently purchase abortion-inducing drugs and not be prosecuted. He says the bill sought to grant equal protection to, quote, pre-born children. Members of the Judiciary Committee questioned how the bill would be enforced. Republican Vice Chair Todd Gollihar of Kellyville also disagreed with prosecuting women.
I disagree with you on the path, not the destination. I cannot go with you down this road of executing women.
The bill failed with a vote of 6-2. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and Lawton plowed through daily temperature records Wednesday and today. At 4 degrees this morning, OKC shattered its previous record low of 9 degrees from 1918. It was the city's second record-breaking day in a row. Tulsa also broke a 1918 record today, hitting a low of 2 degrees. Across the state, many of the previous daily temperature records were from that 1918 cold spell, or another one in 1939. More record-breaking temperatures are possible Friday, with forecast highs around freezing and lows ranging from 1 degree along the Kansas border to 21 degrees in Oklahoma's southeast corner. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.